Blog Talk Radio.
Life now is sweet, and my joy is complete, for I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. I found a friend who is all to me, and his love is ever true. I love to tell how he lifted me and what his grace can do for you. I'm saved by his power divine. I'm saved to life sublime. Life now is sweet, and my joy is complete, for I'm saved by his power divine. God bless you, my brothers and my sisters in Christ. We welcome you once again to the Mind of Christ Covenant Ministries broadcast. We're thanking and praising God for all that he's done, and for what he's doing even now, just not for me, but I'm thanking and praising God for what he's doing in your life and in your behalf as well. I've been praying, asking the Lord to touch his people and to bless those that are tuning in and have tuned in to the ministry and to the broadcast, asking God to open doors for you and to make ways for you, asking God to heal your body, to set free, and asking the Lord to save. Amen. We're thanking and praising God because we serve the Almighty and risen God. We serve the only begotten of the Father, and the name is Jesus Christ. For at that name, that the Bible declares that every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that he is Lord. And on tonight, if the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life tonight, you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to lose. For he's conquered death, hell, and the grave already. And if you walk with the King, oh, bless his holy name. If you are chosen tonight, if you are of the royal priesthood and the royal family tonight, I declare to you tonight to stand on the promises of Jesus Christ. Amen. There is nothing lacking. There is no shortage in him. Amen. Everything that we need, he said he's going to supply. He said, I shall supply all your need according to my riches in glory. And we know that the Father is rich, for the Bible says that the cattle of a thousand hills belonged to him. He made the world. He said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And if you belong to the Lord on tonight, amen, you are of the royal family. You are part of, you are an heir and joint heir to the promise on tonight. And we thank you and praising God for what he has done and what he's doing. Amen. We honor the Lord tonight. We serve the only begotten. We serve a risen Savior tonight. Amen. He is no longer on the cross. I know some wear the crucifix, amen, with Christ on the cross, and they serve and they worship him on the cross, but Jesus Christ is no longer on the cross. Amen. He's the only one that prophesied and spoke of his death. He told them, his disciples and those that followed him, he said, I'm going to leave here. I'm going to die. They're going to crucify me. I must die. He said, but I will come on the third day. And just like he spoke his word and declared it, on the third day, he got up out of the grave. When they went to visit the gravesite, thinking they were going to anoint his body, the Bible declares and lets us know that he was no longer there, for his grave clothes had been left there in the tomb. And the angel of the Lord was sitting there. And when they came to the tomb, he said unto them, the one that you seek, oh, bless the name of God, the one that you're coming looking for, thinking that he's here, he said he is not here, but he's risen just like he said. And on tonight, we serve a risen Savior tonight. Amen. We serve a risen Savior. He suffered, bled, and died, but he got up just like he promised and said that he would. And I'm asking you a question on tonight. Did he get up in your life on tonight? Has the Lord risen in your life? Oh, bless the name of God. Is he a risen Savior in your life? Oh, bless his name tonight. For if he's a risen Savior, you have nothing to fear. Oh, bless the name of God. We magnify the Lord tonight. We're going to go quickly to the Word of God on tonight. I'm excited about the Lord and what he is doing for his people. Amen. We had a glorious time in the Lord on this morning. I want to declare to you and let you know something. I have fellowshipped in different places and in different churches, if you will, and this is no reflection on nobody. This is no reflection on no leader or their church or their ministry. But I have fellowshipped in different churches and different places. And there were some Sundays when we had to literally pray and break sweat, amen, for the presence of the Lord to come on in. But I promise you and I declare to you today that where I worship at on tonight, where I've been worshiping at, amen, the Bible declares to you that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom, there is joy, there is peace. In the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. And I want you to know tonight that we have been in the presence of the Most High. Amen. The Emmanuel Community Church by the Sea. Amen. Amen. We're worshiping there in the park in Santa Monica, at Marine Park in Santa Monica. And if you living in the city of Los Angeles, if you're living in the city of Santa Monica or the surrounding cities, I want to encourage you tonight. I want to encourage you and invite you to come to the Marine Park on Sunday mornings, for the Spirit of the Lord meets us there every Sunday morning. There have not been a Sunday that I have fellowshiped in this worship service that the Spirit of the Lord have not met us there in this park. Yes, 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 I said in the park. The Spirit of the Lord has met us there. Every Sunday morning, his presence has been known among his people. And we have been in the presence of the Most High. We have witnessed the miracles and signs of God, the wonders of the Lord, his blessings on his people. Amen. The testimonies that are going forth, how the Lord is blessing, how he's opening doors, how he's providing, how he's healing bodies, he's delivering. Amen. He's making ways where there was no way. Amen. The man of God today, our bishop, Bishop Willis Tate Sr., he sat and he declared the word. This man is 92 years old. Do you hear what I said? He's 92 years old, and he's sound mind, of a sound mind, clear-minded. And he spoke the word of God on today, and he declared to God's people that there will be new homes coming into the people. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You missed it today if you was not there. He said there's going to be homes. He said stop worrying about and looking for apartments. There are some who have been in apartments for a while, and you're tired of being there. He said it's time now for you to get your home. He began to prophesy and begin to share, and he said, yes, even not only new homes, but there are going to be some new cars that are going to come. Amen. The blessings of the Lord make us rich. And he addeth no sorrow. And on tonight, I want to declare to you tonight that we're expecting the greatness of God. We're expecting the blessings of the Lord. Every week we come to service, there has been great testimonies of what God has done and what God is doing. Amen. And we want to let you know tonight that you're more than invited to come to worship the Lord with us. This is not church. And I want to get that clear. This is not church. We don't go to church. We go to worship service. Hallelujah. Bless the name of God. We go to worship service. And when I say worship, I mean just that. We worship the Lord. And when we begin to worship and praise and magnify God and adore him and lift him up, he makes his presence known. He makes his blessings known. He makes his glory known among his people. And I want to encourage you tonight to come, amen, and worship the Lord with us in the city of Santa Monica at Marine Park, amen, where the Spirit of the Lord is great among his people. The Spirit of the Lord is so great, his love is there. The fellowship is so wonderful and so beautiful. There's a peace that abides among his people. There's a peace, there's a love, a genuine love. There's genuine fellowship that abides there in the, among God's people.
Amen. And if you want some genuine love and you want some genuine true fellowship, I invite you to come on tonight. Amen. Praise God. We praise and magnify the Lord tonight. Amen. For his greatness. Amen. I'm going to go to the word of God on tonight just for a thought on tonight. Amen. I want to go to, amen, the book of 2 Timothy, if you will. 2 Timothy, the second chapter, amen, of 2 Timothy 19 through 21. Amen. I want to encourage you tonight. Paul is encouraging here, we find, this young man, Timothy. And as he's encouraging Timothy, he's telling Timothy and letting him know, amen, the do's and some don'ts. Amen. He's allowing Timothy to grow in grace and to grow in the ministry and to grow in the grace of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And when you find leaders, who are not afraid to allow you to grow in the ministry and to grow in the grace of the Lord, you will find yourself a great leader. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You have some who want to dictate to you how to walk and how to live and how to do. Amen. And that's not of God. Amen. There is no dictatorship in the Lord. Amen. The Lord, you'll read one time in the book, in the New Testament or the gospel of Jesus Christ, where he is dictating to his disciples or dictating to the people. But when you find Christ Jesus, the Bible lets us know everywhere you read about him, he's ministering to. He's sharing a good word to the people. He's ministering to the people. Amen. He's delivering the people. Amen. He's setting the people free, not just from the bondage of mankind and the law, but he's setting them free in the spirit realm. Amen. Giving them freedom in their spirit. And don't you know tonight, before the old folks used to say, before you can clean a fish, you got to catch him first. And so many times we find churches who are trying to clean the fish, who are trying to scrape the scales off the fish, and they have not even caught the fish first. Bless the name of God. They're trying so hard to scrape the scales off the fish, and the fish have not been fully caught first. But the work begins on the inside. And so Paul is encouraging Timothy, don't get caught up and misled by foolish babblings and foolish teachings and those that talk and say things contrary to the word of God and to contrary to the truth in which you have been taught. But he's telling Timothy, he said, I want you, son, in the gospel, I need you to study. Study to show thyself approved unto God. He said, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I need you to dig in that book and learn of the Lord. I want you to understand something. We were talking on yesterday about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And before you can effectively, before you can convictingly teach or declare the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel has to be applied in love. The gospel has to be given and applied through the love of Jesus Christ. The first commandment is what? To love. That's the first commandment. So how do you expect the gospel to be spread or the gospel to go across when you don't even have love in your heart? Or the Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. So if you're trying to deliver the gospel and you're not delivering it in love, it's not going to go across the way you think it's going to go across. But I want you to understand something. When you speak the word of God and declare his gospel in the love of Jesus Christ, it is going to effectively reach who it needs to reach. It is going to convict the hearts of those that it needs to be convicted. It is going to touch the mind and free the mind. See, the purpose of conviction is to free them. The conviction don't come unless there's freedom. Conviction comes to free the people, not to bind them up, not to tie them up, not to wrap them up and take them to a worse state than what they're already in. But conviction comes to free them. And when the gospel of Jesus Christ is declared through the love of Christ, the freedom of God is spread in our hearts and in the minds. And the people are receptive of the gospel when it is declared and given through the love of Jesus Christ. And the conviction begins, and then the work begins, and the work begins on the inside. So Paul is declaring and allowing Timothy to understand and preaching to teaching him to know that you have to be in the love of Christ. So we find here in 2 Timothy, Paul encourages and exhorts this young man to stay focused and to be diligent in the work and the word of the Lord, not to be thrown off or to be troubled with the foolish talking of men, claiming to have the law or the truth, but knowing this, that the Lord knows them that are his, the ones he hath sealed, the ones that beareth his name. And if you beareth the name of Christ Jesus tonight, he knows that you are his. If you have been sealed by the blood, hallelujah, bless his name. If you have been sealed by the blood of Jesus, he knows them that are his on tonight. See, the church of Christ is like a dwelling. There is some furniture is of great value, some of smaller value, put to meaner uses or intended purposes, a specified purpose or future. You have in the house vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. Let me read to you 2 Timothy 2:19 through 21. It says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man, verse 21, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified or set apart, set aside and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. And I'm going to stop right there. In a great house, or in the house of Christ Jesus, or the body of Christ, he has many vessels. Mm-hmm. And the many vessels that he have are put to use. If you can, just for a moment, I remember growing up, my mother had what you call a china cabinet. And in this china cabinet was, guess what, her fine china. This fine china was only used for special occasions. This fine china was not used every day. You had your everyday used utensils or plates and forks that you used every day. You had your cups that you used every day. In this house, or in the house that we lived in. And then there was this china cabinet, and you could not touch or go near or play near this china cabinet because the fine china that my mother had was in there. And the way she had it set up and organized and placed, that lets you know this china is not to be touched. This china is not just for any and every day use, but this china has been set aside, particularly set aside for future use or for a particular set occasion. And on tonight, I want you to understand that in the Father's house, or in the kingdom of the Lord, there are some of us who have been picked out and chosen of God. Special china, or special gold, special silver, special utensils that have been used or being used by the Lord for special occasion. The Bible says to us that there are some to honor and some to dishonor. But I don't know about you tonight, but I am declaring and I am standing on the word of God. And I can hear my brother saying that I will not upset God or disappoint God anymore. I will not make God ashamed of me any longer, but I'm going to be a vessel of honor. Oh, yes, oh, yes. You can decree it tonight that you will no longer be a vessel of dishonor. You will no longer bring shame to the Lord. You will no longer disappoint the Lord, but you're going to make him happy in what you do. You're going to make him happy in the life you live. You're going to make him happy in the service you render unto him, because from this day forward, you're going to be a vessel of honor. And I want you tonight to declare in your world tonight that you will no longer be a vessel of dishonor. If you have made some mistakes and have come short, if you have not lived up to the potential that Christ has called you to live up to, if you have not been walking in your priestly calling, if you have not been walking in your royal calling, I declare to you tonight to begin to walk in the royalty that Christ has called you in tonight. Begin to walk in the royalty that the Lord has set aside and picked out for you. If you are here tonight, you are royal tonight. You are a royal child. Oh, yes, you've been grafted in to this royal family. He said to us that we are no longer servants. Oh, bless his name. But we are friends now. We are sons and daughters of the Most High. And if you're a son and a daughter, now you're not only ever joint heirs unto him. You have a right to this royalty. When you're his son tonight, stop walking in servant clothes and stop walking through the mansion in this royalty that's around you, that have engulfed you, and stop being a servant and begin to be a son of the Most High. Begin to be that royal child that he's called you to be tonight. In the house of the Lord, there are vessels of honor and of dishonor. There are some that are for meaner uses or uses for everyday uses. And then there are those who have been picked out and set aside for special uses for the Lord, special callings of the Lord, special anointing. You have some people who don't understand your calling. They don't understand the anointing that's on your life. And because of this, they become jealous of your anointing. They become envious of the calling that's on your life. But I want you to know tonight that you are of a royal priesthood. You are of a royal family tonight. For the blood of Jesus runs in your body. And if the blood of Jesus runs in your body and courses through your veins, you are now no longer a servant, but you are a royal child tonight. Say within yourself, I'm a royal son, and I am a royal daughter, and I belong to the royal king tonight, and I'm going to act like royalty. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to carry myself like royalty. I'm going to live in royalty. And when you begin to declare it and decree royalty in your life tonight, the manifestation of royalty will begin to show. Just like a drunkard, bless the name of God, just like a wino and a drunkard, he drinks so to the point where it oozes through his pores. It reeks through his pores and in his skin because it has overwhelmed and has become a major part of his body. Ah, bless God. But if the blood of Jesus is coursing through your veins tonight, you can't help but ooze the blood of Jesus. You can't help but ooze royalty. It can't help but reek through your flesh. When people walk by you, when people see you, they can't help but smell the blessings of the Lord. They can't help but notice and recognize the power of God that's in your life because his blood is running through your blood, your veins tonight. His blood is in your blood. And when his blood is in your blood, hallelujah, bless God tonight. When his blood is in your blood, oh, bless his name, now royalty has kicked in. And on tonight, the vessels were filled. In the book of 2 Kings, we find the story of Elisha. Elisha here was traveling, and he was traveling. The Bible says that a certain woman had been a wife of a member of the Guild of Prophets. And she cried out to Elisha, and she said unto the man of God on tonight, she said, my husband served you and has died. He served you and has died. This woman had a need, and she was in need of some finances in her life. And she said, my husband has served you well, but he's gone on now to get his reward. And here I am tonight, and I'm coming to you and asking you for help. Elijah asked this woman, he said, what is it, woman, that you want me to do for you? Tell me what it is that you have in your house. And the woman said unto him, well, your servant, because he served the Lord and he walked faithfully and served God, he really didn't have much. I can see some of us today serving and walking with the Lord to the point where we've given up all, we've lost all for the name of Christ. We've lost all for the sake of this banner that we're carrying, this banner of Jesus Christ. And he said unto this woman, what is it that you have in your house? And she said unto him, all that your servant has is just a cruse or a little flask of oil. And this flask of oil, is all that was left there in the house. That was anything of value or anything that was worth anything. And the Bible said that Elisha, the man of God, said to her, go to the house. And when you get to your house, I want you to go to everyone around you. Go knock on your neighbor's doors. Bless the name of God. Go knock on your neighbor's doors across the street, next door to you, the ones that live behind you, the ones that live up the street. Go knock on their doors, and I want you to begin to get their pots. Get their flower pots. Get their pots, pans, anything that can hold something. I want you to go, and I need you to get that and bring it to your house. The Bible said that the woman obeyed the man of God. She didn't ask any questions. What is it? What? She didn't ask no questions. She just began to obey and moved as the man of God spoke and told her to move. I'm talking to somebody tonight. Stop asking questions. I heard the man of God say today, don't worry about how you're going to pay for this and how you're going to work this out and how this is going to come in line. He said, don't worry about that. He said, if you have the faith, he said, go and do and move as the man of God has prophesied and said, move. That the Lord is going to meet your need. The Lord is going to provide. And the man of God said, go. And she went. And the Bible said that she went all around and began to gather pots. She began to gather all the pots and vessels and things that are around you and bring to your house. Oh, bless God. And while she went and she gathered, the Bible said that she took it to her house. And she, and verse 6 said, and when the last vessel had been filled, she told her son, bring me another pot. The Bible said that when she went home, the little flask of oil that she had, she began to pour oil into all the pots and all the vessels that were brought to the house. Are you with me tonight? She began to pour the oil into every vessel that was available. Hallelujah. Every vessel that was available, was oil was poured into, and the oil was poured into it until it reached the top. And when this vessel was filled, the Bible says she began to pour into another vessel. And as she poured into another vessel, that vessel was filled. And then she poured into another vessel. And the more she poured, the more the oil began to come forth. And when she told her son to bring me some more vessels, the son said unto her, Mom, there are no more vessels left. All the pots that everyone had, I collected everything. All the pots were filled. All the vessels were filled that was brought into the house. And I want to encourage you on tonight that when you come into the house of the Lord is going to fill your vessel. Hallelujah, with the oil that runs from on high. When you come into the house of God tonight, the Lord is going to fill your cup. And when you feel that it's going to overflow, I want you to bring your vessel to the house tonight. And the Bible said that she shut the door and began to pour, and the vessels were filled. And as the vessels were filled, the Bible said that when the last vessel was filled, that was brought into the house. Hallelujah, bless the name of God. The Bible said that the cruse of oil began to stop, and the oil stopped flowing. But it wasn't until every vessel that was in the house was filled tonight. And I want you to understand tonight that as long as you're in the house, you're going to be filled with all the blessings of the Lord. So I encourage you to stay in the house tonight. Stay connected to the house tonight. And the Lord is going to fill your vessel. Hallelujah. Bless the name of God. Before we go tonight, I want to leave a prayer with you. Father God, we thank you tonight for the word of God that you've given. We thank you tonight for those that are tuned in. Now, I pray, God, that you will touch them right now as they go this week. Let your blessings overtake them. Let the manifestation of your power be revealed in their life on this week. And give them a testimony of your namesake for your glory in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, my brother and my sister. Be blessed this week on knowing that God is going to work it out for you. He's already moving in your behalf. Now just watch the manifestation of the power of God in your life. Be blessed tonight. In Jesus' name is my prayer.